Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's a Double Shot Tuesday.
Wasp.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Wow. Little Wasp, huh? Scott, when was the last time you cranked up? And by the way, I believe it's W period A period, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what it stands for, but...
I'll look it up for you after our interview.
So... In 2014, in college football in this country, the business model changed forever. The biggest leagues in this country, after the last round of realignment, decided, this is ridiculous. Why do we let the smaller conferences have a vote equal to our vote? We generate the most money. We need to change this. And they went to the NCAA and successfully said, either you give us the power to have more say, or else. And instead of the or else, they go, you're right. And it easily passed. The Power Five leagues were going to have the biggest say in setting policy, and the most important thing was in determining revenue distribution when it came to the new college football playoff. And that gives you the Power Five. It's why those leagues generate the most money in TV contracts, and they determine how much crumbs they give to everybody else. And yet, you can argue both ways. After all, they generate the most revenue. Why shouldn't they benefit? The argument would be that not everybody in all those leagues. Northwestern's not the reason for the big money. It's Ohio State and Michigan. Baylor's not the reason for the big money. It's Oklahoma and Texas. Vanderbilt's not. It's Alabama, Florida, LSU, schools like that. Well, now this league, not in this country, is about to face the same thing. The English Premier League has been the dominant league when it comes to soccer leagues across the country. And as we go through this pandemic, with billions of dollars being lost when you add all this up at the different levels, a couple of the traditional programs have said enough is enough. Paul Hunt's our good friend we turn to when it comes to soccer stories and issues, and he's here to try to work us through all this. Welcome back, mate. How are you?
Well, I'm very well indeed. Thank you for... we've been on for 2 seconds already, and you've not mentioned the Tottenham-Man United game, so I thank you for that. So we'll gloss right
good
past
good friends
that
do not step on others when they're down. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I think I explained what is happening here, but Project Big Blue is something being led by your team, Manchester United and Liverpool, and they're basically saying... Look, our country, our divisions are in trouble. We are bleeding money because of the pandemic and moving forward. We must change the business model. At the same time, they'll allow us, the dominant teams that are never going to be demoted, to benefit from this, and we'll take care of you guys by giving you some crumbs back. Am I explaining that somewhat generically well?
Yeah, you did a great job. I think the best description you made was the college football reference, because... Yeah. That's on a smaller scale, and I say smaller scale because the one huge difference here that is not that it can't happen with the first description you gave and where we're at now is we are talking on a scale that is so much bigger.
Yeah.
Because what's at stake, Mark, is the global rights to football. As you know, Manchester United came out this week. They are the leaders in this big reshuffling. They came out this week and they said Manchester United have a world following of fans of 1.1 billion. That represents 1 in 7 soccer fans in the world are Manchester United fans. They believe, and this is no coincidence, it's happened during the coronavirus when football is looking for new ways to sell itself, just like every other business is. So what they're doing is they're saying we know the biggest question, the most vogue question in football in England is, how are we going to bail out the 3 to 4 tiers below the Premier League? And I'm giving you a lifeline. Here I am, benevolent Manchester United and Liverpool and the other 6 teams and West Ham, Southampton and Everton, of 9 teams who have the voting right to kind of put what they want in place over the next few years. And all they have to do is surrender an opportunity for these clubs to sell their rights on a streaming platform of their choice, which sounds pretty simple. But the global money involved, can you imagine 1.1 billion
right.
people buying a shirt at $100? You're talking about money that will ultimately upset the balance of the Premier League. And this is why this is so important. The Premier League is, as you know, Mark, the strongest league in the world. It's the strongest league in the world because since 1992, each club has a voting right. Without that voting right, the strength, the way the money is divvied out, the billions is divvied out every year, does not go equally. And that's what the other teams are fighting to protect.
All right, now, several points can be made on both sides, but quickly answer some stuff here because I think it's also important. The leagues below the Premier League, as you mentioned, sometimes they go not just 2 but 3 down. They are bleeding money. They've not survived. And the fear is that if they don't get help, that many of these clubs that are 100, 150 years old will simply fold, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going. They are going in, we've talked about this, November, December, 75% of all of the 3 tiers that are in the league are going to be gone because they just, there's no revenue source. So there has to be.
And we say no revenue source, without fans being allowed back in and minimal TV money at those lower levels, those franchises, those clubs cannot survive. There's no money, right?
That's correct. And remember, back before 1992, Rick Parry, who is one of the orchestrators of this big move, he was the one that set the deal up that the Premier League got this billions of dollars of revenue. Before 1992, 50% of all the TV money was divvied out to the lower, it was 25% to the Championship, 12.5% to each of the League One and League Two.
Mm.
So now that's not available. But
right.
Now they found, they because they know that the pandemic has changed everything, and unless there is a bailout, they'll lose these clubs.
The other argument is, like I said, in college football, the biggest brands in these conferences are the ones that really drive the TV money. So you have your elite clubs at the Premier League saying, look, we're the ones that generate the money, because there's the concern saying, for the rest of the bottom half of the Premier League, they just fight for survival because the money. They're never going to contend for a championship, even though Leicester City is an outlier. But for the most part, they just hope to survive because of the money there. And the argument is that's not what this should be about. And they're even talking about reducing to 18 teams instead of 20. Why?
Yeah, well, of course, that makes sense. And again, here is where we're getting into the minutiae here, because here is where individual interests of each team count. If you're a team like Burnley, who are perennially near the bottom traditionally, 2 less teams mean that you've got 2 less teams to fight for survival for.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're talking about, you know, going down into the championship, now there're parachute payments. Now they're talking about doing away with those parachute payments so that the rest of the clubs could have, they're talking about $250 million bailout and a $100 million loan immediately to cover. I mean, half the smaller clubs, they don't care who has the big power. They just want to do business by 2021. So half of them are saying, yes, yes, give us the money. I don't care who runs world football as long as we're still in business. And the other half are going, well, hold on a minute. I can't give up this power. I'll never win anything because I'll never have the command of the decisions to make things right.
All right, it's a fascinating story where it's going to collide, but look at a crystal ball. Where does this go? Because in the end, the power and money wins out. So why would Man U and Liverpool not continue to gain support of the Chelsea, Man City, Tottenham, and eventually get what they want?
Well, here's the question, Mark, and this is the $60,000 question.
Or $60 billion question.
Well, yeah, that too, because I don't get paid a lot here. But here's the thing. If you believe that your club is the reason why you're worthy of billions of dollars of revenue, then you believe you're responsible. The rest of the Premier League clubs who are out of the Big Six, they say it's the league that is so popular. It's the league that is generating the money. And Manchester United and Liverpool and the Big Six are saying, no, it's not. So let's cut away with these minor tournaments. I mean, Arsene Wenger, as regularly as this morning, he wants to have two World Cups, a World Cup every other year.
Yeah.
He wants to do away with the Nations League. They want to revamp football because they know that the future, Mark, is selling, streaming their games to a world global market, which is now able to take the technology that they didn't have 10 years ago to sell it for $8.95 a game.
Imagine, because I've used the college football comparison, but now let me take it to the NFL. Imagine if Jerry Jones stood up in front of his owners and said, look, I know we're all equal partners, but here is 30 years of data that shows that my team outrates every one of you. So I want more of the TV pot because more people watch my team than your team. That's a little bit closer to the argument. I use the college football because of power.
Exactly.
But if Jerry Jones stood up and said, here's the data, not 1 year, here's 30 years, and I get the best ratings compared to all of you, I want more money. And the Patriots can say, well, we're right behind you, Jerry. And if you had enough of those teams, that would be the equivalent that said, I'm not splitting the pot equally anymore in the NFL. That's kind of what's happening.
Exactly. And then what's going to happen? You're going to have a super league of teams, and they are all only based upon money. They'll never be able to get caught. There'll never be a Leicester. There'll never be another Leicester City winning a Premier League because there's no way they can afford to take the top players. So there'll always be a diluted bottom half and a Champions of Europe, the Champions League domestic cup, I bet, something like that.
Well, but that's my next question, though. What if what we now know is the Champions League, although you must earn your way there, that we end up that the future is not just the best in Europe playing in its own league? That we take the money teams of England, the money teams of Italy and France and Spain, and we have a 32-team league, and that's it. We take the elite brands.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
That's what we want, isn't it? That's exactly.
I don't know.
What
is it?
Want.
I mean, you tell me. Is that what you want?
I don't know. Well, I tell you what, Mark, you answer that question. You're a Spurs fan. You're in the top six. Do you answer that from a football point of view or from a fan point of view?
Well, from a business point of view. Well, from a business point of view, I probably want it because it's worth billions. From the beauty of sport. And to see what a Leicester City meant, and to watch even these teams that get promoted that have no chance, the beauty of the small stadium and the uniqueness of those towns, the historian in me doesn't want to lose that. But the business part of me says it's gone.
Right.
It's going to change.
Exactly. And if that's the, Mark, that is the question. We are fighting for, who says good or bad? I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know myself, but I do know that right now, because of the pandemic, there is a scramble to accelerate the direction of world soccer and, more importantly, how it's being played. I think paid and played. And I think unless we stop this or unless someone stops this, you're just going to have what we just said. And maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, as a fan, if you looked at Manchester United and said, okay, you play Chelsea this week, next week you play Barcelona, then you've got Juventus the week after, and then you get Tottenham.
Right.
It sounds great, but it also means you're going to lose more just because that's what happens when you play. I mean, you win some and lose some, but it's a fascinating story that I think is going to play out and has sped up a timeline. But you are right. There's a financial crisis that is facing that sport like everything else. Hey, I know you're traveling. I got to run. This was good. We'll certainly follow and touch base again on this and travel safe. I appreciate it.
You've got it, mate. Thank you. Look after yourself. Stay safe.
Right.
Cheers.
Paul Hunt, it's an amazing story, Scott. It really is. I mean, we follow so much with Orlando City here, but boy, the future has been sped up in world soccer.
Well,
it is unbelievable.
Me and Paul were talking about it during the break. He's like, this is world domination taking over the sport.
It is. It's a change in times in that sport. Back to wrap it up. We got to beat a sports overtime. Also coming up at the top of the hour on Instagram Live.
96.9, The Game, FM. HD. Online at 969thegame.com. On your phone with the iHeartRadio app. And on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos. An iHeartRadio station.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.